Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs, anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
Today's conversation is with Dr. Gregory Scott Brown, and he is a board-certified psychiatrist, an author, a wellness advocate. This guy is a badass. We're talking about his new book, The Self-Healing Mind, an essential 5-step practice for overcoming anxiety and depression and revitalizing your life. Now, guys, this one's coming out in June. So we're about a month or so ahead of schedule on this one, but I strongly encourage you to pre-order the book. So, right. I mean, you heard it, right? Anxiety, depression. We've had many people on over the years talking about mental health. And shit happens. My God. The last 2 years, I have just watched people be pummeled, myself included. And sometimes it just seems like there is no end to it. It's crazy. It's like one thing and then another thing and then another thing. And you start to, you know, something situational can become clinical. Mm. And what I mean is like, okay, this happened to you, right? And that you become depressed from it or anxious and it changes your chemistry. And then you start to feel like you can't get out of it. It's like a spider web.
Yeah, things you never felt before, suddenly you're feeling, and people who have always felt like that, it's feeling worse.
Yes, yes. And I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. I myself have turned to some of the wrong things sometimes. You know, you have like the extra glass of wine or the glass of wine when you probably wouldn't have had a glass of wine. Or, you know, who knows? You have the bottle of Valium left over from that surgery they gave you, or I don't know, whatever, codeine, or like,
oh, people's medicine cabinets have everything these days.
Shit. And I know so many people that, and I get it. Look, I'm not at all judging. And like I said, I mean, I've been there. I've gone through shit where, you know, a friend is like, you want half a Valium? And you're like, actually, yeah, I want half of a Valium. Fortunately for me, and this is not because I'm sort of like some sort of strong badass, I do not have an addictive personality and I'm a control freak, except for caffeine. I love caffeine, but I will notice, like, when I go through something, I'll be like, wow, I've drank more than I would ever drink. Even if it's 6 drinks a week, I never drink 6 drinks a week. You know what I mean?
6 where you're just drinks like, a week's my goal.
From
the opposite direction.
Maybe it's like where I have like a glass of whatever with dinner every night. I never do that. Oh. I might just be like, no, you know, oh, you want sake? Yeah, I do want sake. Normally I'd be like, no, I don't need it. I don't want the calories.
The way
I don't
you said want it. So it's like, I don't need it. And yeah, I want it. Like it's,
yeah,
it's not just,
yeah, a, yeah, I want it is like, I deserve this tonight. See, no, always I don't need it is like, I don't have anything bad going on in my life. And like, I don't think I want the calories. It doesn't taste that great to me.
I've always liked a glass of red wine with my food, but you're right. It's the, I deserve this. It's like, we've got nothing. We get nothing. So it's like, here's my treat. Somebody asked me what my cheat food was.
Me too, girl. I know what you're like, going to say.
It was wine.
Yep.
It's a cocktail. It was, like, there's no food that draws me the same way as like, ha, I'm getting something special with this.
Oh my God, Cindy, same. And I don't, I love red wine. Love it, actually. Like, love the taste of it. So I will love it with like a pasta or a, you know, a burger or something. But a second glass or a glass of white wine or a glass of champagne at lunch or sake with sushi, that is me being like, I deserve it. I've had a bad day. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, like Dee and I went through something recently where we, it's a long story, but we kind of got screwed over by some friends and it was super disappointing to us. And we would go to brunch in the middle of the day and it was like, should we? And it was like, yeah, let's. And you know, and we'd have like a glass of champagne. We never do that.
No,
never, never. You know, and it's like, I get it. It sounds like it's nothing, but it's not nothing. And anyway, I'm talking about little things of self-medication, but the reality is that we get like, goddamn, life is hard and it's been hard. And what I love so much about this book is that Dr. Brown is going to give us, now listen, I know what they are, but it's, as I said, it's a 5-step plan, right? And it's things that are accessible beyond talk therapy or medication, which he's a psychiatrist. That's, you know, what he does, but that are accessible to all of us to feel better. And he talks about everything from sleep rituals, supplement rituals, self-care rituals. He even has specific doses of certain supplements to improve brain chemistry and how to activate your vagus nerve. You know, little things that we've touched upon are not little things, but obviously, look, we've talked about how important sleep is. We've talked about supplementing. We've talked about exercise. We've talked about the vagus nerve, but not from the perspective of improving your mood, right? And it's interesting because he, you know, I had a chance to pre-interview him and I looked at supplements with like, oh, I take this for, you know, heart health or joint this. And he's like, oh, well, you're taking that wrong for mood and cognitive function. It's like, what?
That's amazing. It's there. What? These are actual studies.
Yeah. Like medication.
Based on what it's going to affect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, the way that you breathe, when you breathe this way, it has this impact on your biochemistry. If you breathe that way, it's going to have that impact on your biochemistry. And if you're exercising like this or you're sleeping like that, oh, but you're doing this before sleep. And it's like, well, wait a minute. but I'm sleeping. Oh, but you know, when you take this before, it's going to throw that. It's a very different perspective on how to engage in what you think you already know, which I thought I already knew. When we're looking at, honestly, mood. Yeah. Mood and brain chemistry versus, not that they don't intersect. Yes, of course. Like, good for the goose, good for the gander. Sure. As a supplement that's good for your heart and good for your mood. But if you're taking it for mood, it needs to be taken a certain way, in a certain ratio, in a certain dose, which we're, you know, we're going to talk about. But it's very much kind of like, in a way, how I look at weight loss and health food. They're not the same thing. Avocado is great for you. You eat too much of it, you'll gain weight. You can lose weight eating nothing but garbage as long as you eat much less of it, right? So can they intersect? Sure. Can weight loss be unhealthy? Yes. Can weight loss be healthy? Yes. In other words, his prescriptions for this program across these five pillars of self-care are very specific. And that's, I think, what I'm trying to say. So if you're like, oh, sleep, no, it's not that simple. It's like what not to do before you sleep and how to sleep so that it's improving your mood, or what to take in what ratio so it's improving your mood, or how to move or when to move, or all of these things. In addition to, right, when to seek professional help, and so much more. So anyway, I just think this guy's fantastic. And he's also a contributor to Men's Health. So I've loved him for a while. And I think his work is wonderful. I'm really excited that his book is out or about to be out. And we're going to jump right in. So when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Gregory Scott Brown, MD, talking about the self-healing mind, an essential five-step practice for overcoming anxiety, depression, and revitalizing your life. We'll be right back.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, team, we are back with Dr. Gregory Scott Brown, MD. God, that's a great name, Doc.
Yeah,
that's
thank
a sexy
you.
Name. And we're talking about his new book, The Self-Healing Mind, an essential five-step practice for overcoming anxiety and depression and revitalizing your life. Doc, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Jill, for having me. Excited to be here.
You know, I got to tell you, that's a hell of a sexy promise in that book title you've got there. I mean, Cindy and I were obviously talking about you before you came on, and we were like, oh my God, the self-healing mind. Talk about
a dream come true.
Yeah.
But it was before we kind of jump into the book and why you wrote it, you're a psychiatrist. Could you explain to people, first of all, the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist? So they get some context.
I think that's a great question, especially these days when you have so many people contributing to the conversation about mental health. And I think that's a good thing. And, you know, you have life coaches, you have researchers, you have influencers who are just passionate about it. And it helps people understand that, you know, anyone can talk about mental health. And I'm really all for that. But I do think, Jill, as a psychiatrist, I bring somewhat of a different angle. So psychiatrists are medical doctors who are trained to both perform therapy and prescribe medications. Again, a psychologist would be someone who just mainly focuses on talk therapy.
Right. Okay. And I think that's such an important distinction that a lot of people don't have. And I don't know if you see this a lot. I don't know if people would tell you the truth because of who you are. It's like people don't always tell me the truth about what they eat. But I find that so many people self-medicate and it scares the shit out of me, man. Somehow they have like an old Valium prescription from something, you know, or a codeine prescription from a surgery, or they got a few bars of Xanax from a friend. And it's like, holy shit, you should not be messing with your brain chemistry on your own like this. But it's so indicative of how many people are struggling with these kinds of issues. And you must just feel overwhelmed. It's got to be insane, the things you see and deal with.
Well, let me tell you, one of the reasons why I wrote this book, The Self-Healing Mind, is because when people tend to think about mental illness, they tend to think of treating it in two camps, right? You have your medications, like your Valium and Xanax, your antidepressants, and then you have talk therapy. But oftentimes a missing piece is self-care. And so if we're going to self-medicate on anything, let's self-medicate on improving our nutrition, improving our sleep, you know, tapping into our spirituality, finding peace through breath work and moving our body. These are all evidence-based strategies that can improve our mental health. And they're things that we all have access to.
Are they really evidence-based? Like, legitimately breath work can help with anxiety? Or, I mean, explain this to me, because people think it's a bit woo. I think some people feel it's a bit woo woo, right? So they go for the second glass of wine instead, which can cause problems down the road if it's every single day. No, I didn't say that. Doc. I'm sorry. Go on.
So here's the thing. I mean, when it comes to something like breath work, you know, I'm glad you pointed out, because I think that because of those misconceptions, self-care is really taking on a bad rap these days. I mean, people do feel like it's woo-woo. But if you take something like breath work, it's one of the oldest forms of medicine, right? So the ability to manipulate our breath. Jill, we take between 20 and 30,000 breaths every single day, right? And studies have shown that specific types of breathing, like 4-7-8 breathing, right? So you inhale for 4, you hold for 7, you exhale for 8. So that longer exhale component, what it's doing is it's activating something called the parasympathetic nervous system, okay?
Right.
That's what's telling our body and our mind to relax, to rest. It's great for anxiety. And if I just may add that some studies have also shown that manipulating our breath in this way can improve GABA waves in the brain. So GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. GABA is also increased in your brain when you drink a couple of glasses of wine, right? And then also alpha waves on EEG. So these are all physiologic markers of rest and relaxation.
Right. So that's what I love so much about what you're doing, is that you have the training to talk out the deeper issues, right? To medicate if somebody is in a clinical depression, which I would love for you to explain when things become clinical, when you medicate. And then also to have these things that everyone has access to that have a real physiological effect that's quantifiable, that you can explain to someone, hey, do this. It's in the book. Here's how. And these are the benefits. And I noticed that personally, I had a crazy injury last year. And wow, it messed with my head on every level. I ended up doing some of the Wim Hof stuff.
Yeah.
And I did it every day. And I don't even know if it was necessarily the fact that I felt I had control over something that gave me just a little bit more calm. It was like, all right, I understand the science to it and I'm doing something proactive, and it helped me. But there were times in my life where I have taken Zoloft, times in my life where I needed a floor, and I've done all of the things you're talking about. So when you talk to people about getting better, feeling better, less depressed, less anxious, having more energy, having a better quality of life, do you, when you look at your repertoire and your toolbox, when do you medicate? When do you talk about breath work and all the five pillars that we're going to get into? When is it like, let's talk about your mother? Or is it always all of the above? How do you know what to take out of the toolbox?
You hit it right on the nose at the end there. It's all of the above. So again, you know, self-care is something that I view as vital to us as air, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat. It's really the sustaining life force that helps our physical health and our mental health as well. Now, I am never one to recommend or advocate that self-care should be a replacement for psychotherapy or replacement Right. for prescription medications if you need them. But I'll also say that if you're struggling with severe depression or severe anxiety and you need prescription medications, you need psychotherapy, you also shouldn't exclude self-care from that treatment package as well. So looking at it in a comprehensive way, I think, is the best way to go about improving your mental health.
So you talk about prevention, you talk about treatment, and you talk about the five pillars, right, of what we should be doing to take the best care of our mental health. Before we get into treatment, I think a lot of people don't think enough about prevention. We Right. wait for there to be a problem, and then it's like, shit, there's a problem. And
Right.
And that's when it's like you go to the doctor and he says, oh man, you know, your cholesterol is high, and you can either start working out and change your diet or end up having a quadruple bypass in a decade from now. But with mental health, I think when things are good, you're not thinking about like preventing things going bad. I didn't even realize, to be honest with you, until your book, that it's something that we could work to prevent. I mean, with health, I do. I'm like, you want to prevent cancer, you're going to prevent heart disease. With mental health, it's never something that I even realized was a thing. I just was like, God damn, I'm in a bad space. Now I got to deal with it. And so can you talk a little bit about that? I've never even realized, like, what does that mean?
So
what does
Jill,
that look like?
That's what my work is all about. So I'm a psychiatrist who believes that we can improve the way we think and talk about mental health. And so when you think about it, so often when people think about mental health, or they hear those words, mental health, what do they think about? They think about these diagnosable mental illnesses, depression, ADHD, anxiety. They might even think about topics they might even think about topics like suicide. I mean, these are really important topics to think about and to consider. But when you think about health, right, you tend to think about strength and vitality, right? And stamina. So it's easy to see how someone who's never been diagnosed with depression or hasn't really thought about suicide might think, okay, well, mental health, that conversation, it doesn't really apply to me, right? I can't really relate to that. Yeah. And so what I offer is that we try to redefine mental health. And I redefine it in the book as a state of living with purpose, balance, contentment, and hope. So if we think about mental health that way, that's something that can apply to every single one of us, regardless of whether or not we've been diagnosed with a mental illness.
Right, of course. What you said makes perfect sense to me. Now, I completely get it. It is about a quality of life overall.
Right. And it's also realizing that, again, mental health affects so many other aspects of our life besides these clinical things that we talk about so much, right?
Oh.
So our ability to connect with people, our ability to love, you know, our productivity at work. And so we need to think about how mental health affects our life, in every aspect of it so that we can focus on it every single day.
You know, I used to think that your physical health was the platform you built your life on top of, until once or twice in my life, my mental health was not solid.
Yeah.
And it became almost impossible.
Yeah.
To like, it's just like, I don't remember the last time I took my vitamins. I'm a girl that takes like 50 vitamins every day. You know, like there was something I like last year and I was like, oh my God, I don't even, it, you know, you could barely, people tell me like, I could barely get up and walk. I could barely, you know, let alone go to the gym. Like they can't pull it together. And that's what I love about the fact that you have these things that are so accessible. Like, any, I mean, at the end of the day, you're thinking like, I'd rather be dead than get up and go to the gym. Okay.
Sure.
But you can lay in bed and do 4, 7, 8. You can do it. You can do that.
Yeah.
And then that gives you that little boost to go on to the next thing, which I'm jumping ahead a bit. So this is a good time to take a break because I do not want to interrupt you when we're talking about the 5 pillars that you talk about in the book. So guys, we're going to take a quick break for the sponsors and we will be right back with Dr. Gregory Scott Brown. I have to say the whole name because it's so great. So sexy, doc. We're talking about his new book, The Self-Healing Mind. We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, team. We are back with Dr. Gregory Scott Brown. And the subtitle of The Self-Healing Mind is An Essential Five-Step Practice for Overcoming Anxiety, Depression, and Revitalizing Your Life. So let's talk about the five steps.
So, I mean, before we get into that, I mean, you mentioned a time in your life when you struggled with depression, right?
Well, yeah.
And, you know, and I just want to first off say that, you know, these are very common experiences. I'm a psychiatrist. I write in the book about how when I was in my early 20s, it was a period of transition for me. I just moved to New York from Texas. I was there with my high school sweetheart, studying music at the Juilliard School. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Really? I had a past life as a classical musician. So let me tell you that that transition was a lot more difficult than I ever imagined. Juilliard was tough. I had no idea what self-care was at the time. And I ended up leaving Juilliard. I moved back to Houston, where I was originally from, and just gave up music and thought that was going to just solve everything. And it turned out to only be the tip of the iceberg for what ended up being several years of me experiencing my own depression. So I know what it feels like to be on the other side of the couch too, if you will. And, you know, this work that I do with mental health advocacy is not just, again, me speaking as someone who thinks these are things that may work or is a researcher about what I have read might work. I work with patients and I've also lived this experience too. And so that's really where I'm coming from. And with the book, I'm hoping that people like me and like you, you know, who have struggled with these very real problems will be able to access this book and tap into some of these self-care strategies. And that might then encourage them to get professional help if that's what they need.
Right. You know, but I find that the best teachers were always the best students and they've walked the walk. And yeah, I was an overweight kid. So yeah. It's, but I do think that from my perspective, I have empathy, right, but I don't have sympathy. Your field is a little bit different, but I'm like, listen, I get it. It is not easy, but you can do it.
I mean, we're wounded healers. That's what this is all about.
God, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah. That's so true. So are the five pillars something that you applied then obviously to your own life?
Well, so one of them was breath work. So I'll tell you that when I was struggling in my 20s with depression, you know, I didn't really connect with, I didn't give professional mental health care a chance at that time.
Right, of course. Right, yeah.
You know, I'd go to a psychiatrist here and there, one visit, not really go back. You know, I'd go to a therapist for a visit, wouldn't really connect. But serendipitously, I found yoga, okay? And I'll tell you that it's something that at that time I really became addicted to. And I just had to do it because I noticed that after I went to a yoga session, I felt better. And that was a feeling that lasted. Now, I didn't know until after I completed a fellowship in integrative medicine many years later, how much evidence there was to support something as simple as yoga for improving mental health. And those are some of the ideas that I share in the book.
Right. Of course, I get it. I totally get it. So when you, is there a step one, step two, step three on the, or is it all five, like a tidal wave that closes out? Like you're doing all five at the same time kind of a thing?
So the five pillars are sleep, spirituality. And by that, I don't necessarily mean religion, although some people do find spirituality through religion.
I guess.
Nutrition, breath work, and movement. Those are the five pillars. And I landed on those five pillars because, again, they're things that all of us have access to. Doesn't cost anything, right? And, you know, I found that those are the pillars, those are the themes that continuously come up in my discussions with my patients about things that they're working on and working through that they tell me help them. Okay. Now, when it comes to something like sleep, so sleep and mental health have a bi-directional relationship. So if you're not sleeping well, and I don't mean sleep quantity, but sleep quality. You want to make sure you're getting enough of that deep, slow wave sleep. If you're not getting enough of that, then that can have a negative impact on your mental health. And if you're feeling emotionally stressed and depressed and wired and tired, if you will, then you're not going to get enough of that deep, slow wave sleep. So the first thing to do with sleep is to think about things that you might be doing that might be preventing you from getting that sleep. Now, one of the things that deep, slow wave sleep, one of the things, Jill, is too much alcohol can actually wreak havoc on sleep architecture. And some people, I mean, just to be transparent here, some people have the opposite effect. They're saying, okay, you know, I need my 2 or 3 glasses of wine every single night to fall asleep. So alcohol is great for putting you to sleep, especially in the initial phases, but it's notorious for something called sleep quality and middle insomnia, right? So people often will wake up in the middle of the night, they can't go back to sleep, or they'll go to sleep really quickly and then they wake up the next morning feeling like they really didn't sleep at all. Everyone has a different tolerance. It's important to keep in mind. Again, I'm not saying that some docs out there say that you shouldn't drink at all. I think the Mediterranean diet and all of the decades of research that's been looking
but
into
it's
that.
But it's moderation.
It's moderation.
Like a glass and a half. It's not a bottle of wine a night.
You're
right.
Totally right. It's moderation, right? So that might be something that you, people can think about. The other thing is something called sleep hygiene that I'll just talk about briefly. And again, there's a lot more in the book about this. A lot of us are working from home more these days, which means that we have more time to nap in the middle of the day if we need to. Some people, you know, like to work out at the end of the day, which can kind of amp folks up and interfere with sleep. Studies have shown that the temperature in our bedroom needs to be on the cooler side rather than the warmer side, 65 to 67 degrees.
Even with regard to metabolism.
Right.
That it's the best thing for your metabolism and then at sleep back, same thing. I've heard that the 60s, right. mid 60s.
So many patients will come to see me and they're just feeling exhausted and depressed. And then we start digging into sleep and it's like, hey, you know, there are these things that you might be able to improve or modify with regards to your sleep. And then they start making those small changes. And within a few weeks, they start feeling better.
Of course. That's it, right. It's those little things make such a massive difference over time. I think so many people don't realize it though, because before you came on, Cindy and I were talking, she's like, man, when I have a bad day, it's like 2 glasses of wine. You think that's the best way forward. And then it's like, but actually it isn't. I wonder if you see these parallels in your line of work where a lot of times people do things to comfort themselves. In my line of work that you're like, no, don't do that. Make it worse. They're stressed. They're tired. They feel like they deserve something. They feel like exercise feels punishing. But it's like you're adding insult to injury. Whereas if we could get you to move the body, which you said is one of your pillars, you would feel better when it's over. Even if I can get you there, what if I get you there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you say like, all right, you know what? I'm going to do 10 minutes. And if I'm miserable, I'll stop. Usually you can kind of coax yourself into 20 minutes. And if really you're like, I'd rather be dead. Okay, fine. At that point, I'm like, if I did 20 minutes and I still don't want to do it, they go, okay, whatever. But it's you're right. It's these little things that can make such a big difference, especially when we're engaging in all the wrong things that end up making us feel worse. Right. So when you look at nutrition, is this common sense? Or are you looking at like specific foods? How are you utilizing that?
So first of all, I mean, nutrition is kind of a touchy subject these days, right? I mean, you have the whole orthorexia movement that's kind of fueled by, again, people being overly paranoid about every single thing they put into their body and reading all the labels. And I mean, that can create an eating disorder in and of itself, right? But the thing about it is that there's a growing body of evidence supporting that certain anti-inflammatory foods, Jill, can actually help with mental illnesses like anxiety and depression. And really what we're talking about is omega-3 fatty acids, so commonly found in mackerel, tuna, salmon, making sure we're getting 2 servings of that a week. If you're someone like one of my nurse practitioners in the past who absolutely hates fish. There's evidence for supplement. You can supplement with it. But what you want to make sure is that you're supplementing with the dose that was studied. Okay. That's the biggest mistake people make. And
what is that? Hold on, doc. I know it's in the book, but can you give me, what is that? Okay. That's a mistake I'm making. So I just take what's on the bottle.
So what was
the dose that was studied?
What was studied and found was actually effective, or to be effective for depression, for example, is between 1 and 2 grams or 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of an omega-3 supplement. Okay. And when you look at the back of the bottle, you'll see different types of fish oil. You'll see EPA and DHA, which are the major ones. And so what was studied is an EPA to DHA ratio of at least 2 to 1. So you want more of that EPA than the DHA. All right.
I got to give this one to you. I have never heard that before. And
well, now you have. Now you have.
I really got to get, I mean, for me to say I've never heard that before is kind of a big deal.
Because a lot of people haven't. Yeah. There's so many different health benefits for an omega-3. Right. So studies have shown that it can lower triglycerides. So again, you have to make sure
heart health, sure.
Right. So you have to make sure that you're like, just like with any other medication, that you're taking the dose for whatever you're trying to treat.
Son of a bitch. I can't believe I've never heard. Okay. Well, this is why we have people like you in the world, but you would think that it's not my first rodeo here. That's embarrassing. And obviously you're going to break that stuff down in the book because
it's all in there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I know I'm trying to be respectful of your time here, but we do have three more pillars.
Yeah. Let's go.
Fitness seems pretty, I mean, look, movement. Yeah. Is there a type you find that's better than another, or just move your body, like whichever way you can manage? Or do you find it's yoga, it's this, it's that, it's HIIT training? Is there something specific?
That is a really good question. The best type is to move, period.
Okay.
I mean, that might mean for some people doing the HIIT, classes. For other people, it might mean some stretches in their chair. Walk around the block. I think a lot of folks get intimidated by movement. I mean, especially coming from a fitness person like you or a writer for Men's Health like me, they're like, okay, they can do it, but I'm not really there yet. Again, if we're looking at evidence indicates that just moving your body can be great for mental health. And the science behind that is that it increases a protein called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is kind of like fertilizer for the brain. It allows everything to communicate with each other more efficiently. And studies have shown that it can be great for reducing depression and improving anxiety.
Okay, hold on. I've heard the whole dopamine, serotonin thing. Is this part of BDNF or is it a whole separate piece of this?
So I like to think of BDNF as just this protein that allows those neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine to flow a little bit more smoothly. So it kind of gets everything up and going.
Okay, that's another one you got me on. I'm ashamed. I know serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine. I did not know BDNF.
Yeah, BDNF is like the gasoline under the fire. That's a good way to think of BDNF.
Okay. And but there's no, again, you're like, just move. But let's say I am just moving and I am capable of doing more. Is there a dose? Is there a X amount of minutes a day?
So in the United States, we don't have a recommended amount that we should be moving or a time that we should be moving every day. Now, what's interesting is that the Psychiatric Association in Europe actually does, which is the same as the American Heart Association's recommendations here for cardiovascular health, is 150 minutes of moderate activity exercise a week. So, I mean, if you can get there, that's a good place to start.
Right. And moderate is, like you said, you can walk around the block, you can stretch in your chair, you can do restorative yoga, move your body.
30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And if that's too much for you, start with 10 minutes a day, 2 days a week. Start where you can. I want to let people know that all of these strategies that we're talking about, movement, it's evidence-based. So, if you're taking your Prozac or your Lexapro every morning, if you're going to your therapist once a week, you know, include movement in there, include moving your body. I mean, put it on par with those other treatments. You will feel better.
Breath work. You touched on this one. But do you have are there different exercises in there that you do for different things? Or are you big on the 4-7-8 because that's what the evidence says?
Right.
How long? I mean, I know I'm sure there's all kinds of, there's a prescription in the book. What if I am like, is 5 minutes enough? Is 20 minutes enough? Like, what does that look like over the course of someone's day? When I read it in the book, what can I expect to do?
So much like movement, I mean, start where you can, right? So I go through a lot of different types of breath work and the evidence to support each in the book.
Yeah. I love
Ujjayi pranayama breath is something that's commonly taught in a yoga class.
Right.
So the science behind that, Jill, is actually when we're creating resistance, we're compressing the vagus nerves on the side of our neck. Okay. Now, studies have shown that when you compress the vagus nerves, it's great for lowering heart rate. Okay.
Yes.
And activating the parasympathetic nervous system. Okay. So again, I
that's
mean,
a huge thing right now. Everyone, we had a guy who's a musician talk about these humming exercises that he gives people to help them calm down. I had him create like 5 in my app to help them calm down.
Right.
Before bed. And you just hum. It seems absurd, but then there's all the science behind everything you're talking about.
Right. And so these strategies that I'm talking about in the book, I mean, they precede the advent of antidepressants and, anti-anxiety medicines like Xanax. But for whatever reason, we've stopped using them, right?
Right. Dog, is that what this is? Is that what that is? That they're trying to activate that vagus nerve or they're doing it without,
It could be anything that creates gentle compression on the vagus nerves can actually help instill that effect. And I outlined several different ways of doing that in the book.
So essentially, because I could literally keep you here, for hours, but the self-healing mind that is within reach. And if I was to say, all right, everybody, go get the book and you're going to tell them all where to get it and where we can find out, get more from you and what have you. But this is if you were to leave them with something, right? I'm listening and I'm stressed out of my skull. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. I have something chronic. I have something situational. Life is filled with shit that goes wrong all the time. Situational stuff becomes chronic stuff. Maybe you're born with a predisposition to be nervous or this or that, whatever. I've got an issue. What is your sort of like pep talk to me right now? I'm the listener. What would you say?
Well, I would say, first of all, we need to normalize these issues. I mean, 40 million... Jill, you're anxious. I'm anxious. Producer's anxious. Everyone is anxious, right? I mean, it's something that all of us struggle with. It's totally normal. It's totally okay, right? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're crazy or you need to go to a psychiatrist or get a shrink like me to help you through it. And again, that's why I wrote this book, right? Yeah. I'm hoping that anyone with a brain or anyone with a mind who's even thinking about this stuff can access this book, give it a read. If you find something in there that you are just compelled to start working on, whether it's breath work or nutrition, start there and then hopefully pass it along to someone else. Now, some people may read the book and after they read it, they might think, okay, you know what? I'm really struggling with depression, or I think my anxiety is really preventing me from living my best life. It might make sense for me to touch base with a psychiatrist or a therapist. And then they can do that. But really, this book is tended to be an introduction to mental health for anyone who's thinking about it. And I think most of us are.
Where can we get it? Where can we get more from you?
So you can visit my website, gregoryscottbrown.com. There you can learn all about my work. The book is available where books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, the indie stores. And I should say, if you order the book before it is released on June 7th, You'll get a sneak peek, a little self-care playbook that I'll send you. So I'm just so excited that this book is in the world, and I'm hoping that it can reach as many people as possible.
I bet you are, because God knows we all need it. Can I ask for one final thought?
Yes.
People are playing around with things like Xanax,
yeah,
Valium, Adderall on their own time, right? Mm-hmm. Getting it not from people like you or from people that got it from people like you. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I don't think people should do that.
Right? Okay. Could you really? Because it's just staggering to me how many people do it. I'm like, you really should not be dicking around with your brain chemistry like this. You are totally not a doctor. I want to get people to do this thing the right way. And you've given them all the right ways. I'm wondering, is it possible to kind of scare them about doing it the wrong way, or am I making a mistake?
Well, I mean, I don't want to scare anyone, but at the same time, Jill, again, like I said at the beginning, I'm coming at this conversation not as a researcher or a life coach or a blogger or an influencer. I'm a medical doctor. I'm a psychiatrist, right? I know medicine. What I can tell you is that benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium, it's not only that people can become addicted to them in about 2 weeks if they're taking them every day. It's that if you try to abruptly stop them, in some cases you can die, right?
Right.
And there are very few medications that can do that, right?
Yep.
And so again, it's important that anytime you're putting something in your body, whether it's a medication or a supplement, that you are informed about what you're taking. And ideally that you're passing that by a doctor who can say, okay, this is safe or this is not safe.
And supervise you on the dose and make sure you're doing okay. And if you need to get off of it, if something needs to be changed, I think about when people do crazy, fad diets and how much it freaks me out, let alone you must die when people are screwing around with their brain chemistry without a medical degree.
Where it hurts me is that oftentimes these meds that people are taking that they feel like they need. I mean, it's really easy for me as a psychiatrist to wean them off of those meds and maybe get them on something where they feel the same effect, but it's not as dangerous, right?
Right.
So, don't be afraid to have that conversation with a professional if you need to.
Doc, thank you so much. And social media, did you give me that? You said Dr. Gregory Scott Brown.com.
Right. And I'm at Gregory S. Brown MD on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It's at Gregory S. Brown MD.
And this will all be in the show notes, guys. Everybody run out, pre-order the book now. Doc, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jill. This was great.
All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.